Many broadband and phone service providers have also committed to retaining service for customers who can't pay their bills for the next 2 months. According to the Federal Communication Commission, among them AT&T, Comcast, Earthlink, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon, the full list of companies is on the FCC website. Take a hand from Uncle Sam. Even the Internal Revenue Service is offering some relief. In mid-March, the IRS has announced that taxpayers who owe money on their 2019 returns will get a 90-day reprieve on payment, if needed, without incurring any interest or penalties. You still have to file your return by April 15th, though, or ask for an automatic 6-month extension. States are likely to follow the IRS lead, and some, as California has already done, may extend their filing deadlines. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, keep an up-to-date list of state tax filing guidelines related to the coronavirus on its website. Get off the hook for travel. Some 94 million Americans have canceled or plan to cancel vacation and other travel plans because of the pandemic. WalletHub reports, even without the various travel bans in effect by the United States and other countries, you probably won't want to travel anytime soon, given the health risks, and it could be months before it feels safe to plan a vacation again. Here's how to make sure you don't lose money on travel plans that may be upended, either trips already booked or vacations you may want to take at a future date. Go to the source. If you're looking to cancel a flight, don't count on getting a refund via the travel insurance included with your airline credit card. Even the most premium travel cards don't cover your disinclination to travel due to an epidemic or pandemic. However serious the situation is, the exception, if you're actually infected with COVID-19, the coverage would kick in.